Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thanks for listening. It's Graham here again. Well, it's Saturday the 30th of March, and once more being Saturday, it's the Sabbath, and hopefully for many of us also a day of rest. Today's passage is Luke chapter 4. We're going to read verses 14 to 22, and it recounts a story of Jesus on a Sabbath a long time ago. This is what it says. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and the report about him went out through all the surrounding country, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marvelled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. Or, as N.T. Wright says in his translation, they were astonished at the words coming out of his mouth, words of sheer grace. Well, if you've been tuning in throughout this week to our Lent reflections, you'll have noticed that at the start of the week in particular, we were having a little look at some well-known Old Testament passages, like Micah and Amos and Isaiah, telling us what God's desire is for mercy and for justice, and what true fasting looks like, caring for the oppressed and the weak. And here in our passage today from Luke chapter 4, Jesus really quotes primarily from Isaiah chapter 61, a passage that's all about the suffering servant of the Lord who would come to bring freedom from oppression to those who were captives and weighed down. And as Jesus reads this passage, he sits down at the end of it and says, "Today, this passage has been fulfilled in your hearing." So even as we've been reflecting about what justice and mercy and grace looks like, we're reminded that Jesus didn't just come to do these things, but actually he in himself and in his ministry and in his person fulfilled all the requirements and everything that it would take to establish these things on earth. And ultimately, of course, as he suffered and died on the cross and took on the weight of our burdens and fought against our greatest foe, Satan himself, and death itself, and as he rose victoriously, he brought a freedom that few of us have probably truly, really entered into as yet. But today, as we celebrate our own Sabbath, Jesus comes and proclaims good news to the poor. And that hopefully is us as well. Poor, according to Luke, wasn't just a thing about money and your economic standing in society. To be poor really meant that you were marginalised, you were disadvantaged, you were somebody without a voice, somebody easily to be overlooked. It was a social status more than just all about money and your economic bank balance. And as we come to our Sabbath, sometimes we have to recognise our poverty, our insignificance, our inability to even deal with our own problems, to break ourselves free from the yokes that bind us and the chains that surround us and the habits and the addictions that we fight against, and to recognise that in many ways we are poor and unable to be as strong as we would want to be. So it's good, and we need to hear these words when Jesus comes and says, I have come to proclaim good news to the poor, to the marginalised, to the disadvantaged, to the nobodies. I have come to set free captives, whatever your captivity may look like, whether it be through health or through fear or through addictions or through physical things that bind us in. Jesus says, liberty is found in me. I've come to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind. And he certainly went out and healed many who were blind in his day. But blindness wasn't just a physical problem that Jesus came to deal with. He was surrounded by those who were blind spiritually, who could not see him, who could not see his glory, who could not see that he reflected the love and the grace and the mercy of his Father in heaven. And he's come to open our eyes when we begin to recognise that we're blind. Liberty for those who are oppressed, who are just weighed down by life and its trials and tribulations, weighed down by problems, weighed down by the misery and the unhappiness and just the challenges that we face day by day. And he says, I come to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. The Lord's favour, that God is for us and not against us. This passage is often known as the Nazareth Manifesto of Jesus returning to his hometown right at the start of his ministry and really making a mission statement, a proclamation of what his message and ministry is going to be about. And it's about bringing freedom and jubilee and the fulfillment of all these Old Testament visions and hopes and dreams that the prophets had for their nations when God would come and act on their behalf. And it's interesting, as he starts off his manifesto, he doesn't come with words of judgment or words of condemnation, but he comes with a proclamation of God's favour. God's working for freedom and jubilee in the lives of all those who are weighed down and oppressed. And he's not coming telling us everything that we have to do to get ourselves fixed and to get ourselves sorted and to get ourselves into a state where we can receive God's favour. He doesn't tell us what we have to do, but announces what God has done and is doing through the person and ministry of Jesus himself. It's not coming with bad news about how dire our circumstances and situation, but it's a proclamation of good news that God is acting on behalf of those who are unable to do it for themselves. So I don't know, as you enter this Sabbath day, what your week's been like, what your life is like, what you're weighed down by, what your struggles are, what you're fighting with. But I hope that as we start today, we hear these words being spoken over us afresh for today. Not just Jesus speaking in Nazareth 2,000 years ago, but speaking over us prophetically today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour over me and over you. But let me also leave us with the question as well, as we think about our own church and fellowship. Are we good news to the poor of St Ninians? Are we good news for those who already feel burdened and oppressed? Are we good news to those who are blind and cannot see the love and the grace of God? Not necessarily just through hardness of heart, but sometimes through even an unwillingness to recognise and realise that they are valuable and worth love in God's sight. How do we share this good news with those round about us? Because this grace of God, this sheer grace that Jesus proclaims, it's not just for us, it's not just for the church, it's not just for the Christians, it's not just for the deserving people, it's a proclamation of good news for everybody. And sometimes we can struggle with that. And if you carry on reading through the Luke passage, you'll realise that Jesus' first hearers struggled with that. They were quite happy to receive God's grace for themselves, for the deserving ones. But when he began to say it's for the whole world, even for those who were deemed to be undeserving, that's when he came into conflict with those who were hearing his words. It's good news for everybody. The church is meant to be good news for our society. You are meant to be good news wherever God has placed you and wherever your mission field is and wherever your circle of influence is. Good news for those who are captive, for those who are oppressed, for those who are poor, for those who are weighted down by life, for those who are blind and cannot see the love that God has for them. Let's pray together. Father, help us, first of all, not to be blind and not to be so shut off that we think we're beyond your reach of grace and mercy and love and redemption. And as we enter this weekend, Lord, we pray that you would just speak and sing words of jubilee over us, that he proclaims the year of God's favour, liberty, freedom, release, strength, hope, healing, grace. And by your Spirit, may we receive these things in our own life. But Lord, may the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit be on us too, your church, your people, your body, that we in turn might be proclaimers of good news and proclaimers of jubilee and proclaimers of God's kingdom and proclaimers of life and freedom and grace and love to all those around us, that we would carry your good news in deed and in word and in heart for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.